Most recently, after watching some of my past videos, a viewer from my channel contacted me. He wanted me to do a video on the Redhill area. He has purchased a two-bedder in Principal Garden from launch. He has recently exited and made a small profit. Thinking back, he was wondering if he should invest in other resale condos back in the Redhill area instead. Hence, I decided to do this video for him. As usual, what better way to explore the Redhill area with my trusted bicycle? Out of the 5 condos in the Redhill area, which condo do you think will outperform? And which one do you think will disappoint? Here, after watching all my past videos, I got a feeling the viewers in my channel has become smarter and smarter. Do you think so? Let's start with the project that is not surprisingly has underperformed. And yes, it is the Crest. I mentioned this condo in some of my earlier videos. This is a 469 units, 99 years condo that TOP in 2017. This is the first launch along Prince Charles Crescent after more than 20 years. Back during its initial launch from 2014, the average selling price was around 1762 PSF. In 2026, prices have moved up, surely, but it is hovering around 2000 per square feet. This is only a mere 250 per square feet, or a 14% gain in just 9 years. If I'm one of the owner there, I confirm sian. As mentioned before, one of the key issues is the layout. I know this is designed by a renowned foreign architect, but I mean, we still need to have some practical living spaces, right? So much about the Crest, let's move on to the next underperformer. Here, we have Principal Garden. Are you all surprised? Impossible, right? 不可能! Yeah, I also feel bad about this. Anyway, Principal Garden was sitting along Prince Charles Crescent, next to the Crest. This is a 663 units on 99 years leasehold. Back in 2019, the average selling price was around 1,600 per square feet. Today, prices has increased and it averaged around 2,261 PSF. That represents a 39% appreciation. Seriously, not too bad. For the city fringe location to perform this well, is really very good already, as compared to condos in the city center. Anyway, I quite like its layout, especially the 3 and 4 bedrooms. That is why they are popular with resale buyers, because of the space it offers. By the way, these are the profitable deals. Not bad seriously, especially for this 3 bedroom unit that fetched a million profit in just 10 years. Here, come another surprise. Essential Sky came in 3rd. This is a relatively mature condo along Alexandra View. It's also a 99 years leasehold with 373 units. It TOP in 2013. Back in 2019, the average price was around 1,469 per square feet. Today is around 2,001 per square feet. There is about 653 per square feet increase or a 44% gain. Not bad, right? I'm pretty surprised too. One possible reason is the theory of a rising tide raising all boats. So next time, remember to buy something when you know there are upcoming launches across the road. You wouldn't go too far off. This is getting interesting. Let's make a guess how much this condo could possibly be fetching. This is Atra, located along Alexandra View, with direct access to Redhill MRT station. This project TOP in 2020 and has 400 units. The developer then was built by FEC. This is a China-based developer. If I can recall, this is their one and only project in Singapore. At this junction, I'm not sure if they are still active in Singapore. Anyway, back in 2017, the average price was around 1672 PSF. Fast forward to 2026, prices have galloped to 2005 per square feet. That is a stunning 50% increase. That's why when we look at the profitable transaction, all are making attractive profits. I can only conclude that back during its launch, the developer may have priced it with a lower margin since they are a newcomer in the property development business. For the original buyer that bought from launch, all what? If you have kept them till date. So, who is the overall champion? I'm very sure many of you will guess it wrongly once again. The champion is none other than Tanglin View, an aging 99 years condo along Prince Charles Crescent. It TOP back in 2001 and comprised 384 units. Most units are spacious as per any older condo during that era. Back in 2015, the average price was around 1,002 per square feet. Fast forward to 2026, prices have increased to 1,009 per square feet. That represents an increase of 58%. Are you all surprised? I really never bluff you. Data don't lie. Here, let's summarize. The curse has been disappointing, mainly because of its odd-shaped design. That is why most developers have steered clear of such layout in recent years. As for Principal Garden, it has delivered an impressive return in my opinion. But the resale condo in the vicinity has surprisingly been doing even better instead. Both Essential Sky and Ultra have benefited from the close proximity to the MRT station. Plus, they are bigger spaces as compared to newer launch that has shrunk in sizes. That could be some of the reason. As for Tanglin View, what can I say? Old is gold. Don't underestimate this old horse. Is still galloping very strongly, even with a depreciating lease. As previously mentioned, the best performing property are not always the newest and sexiest one, but rather the old and ugly one that possess strong fundamental. Here we go. I hope you enjoy this sharing and benefit from my content. That's all. Thank you for watching.